Welcome to In the Moment. I'm Lori Walsh. For this week's Moment in Sound, we welcome Tammy Yontz. She's a music professor at South Dakota State University in Brookings. Later this month, she and her flute depart for Israel. She's taking part in the 2017 inaugural Winter Faculty Fellowship Program in Israel. It's sponsored by the Jewish National Fund and Media Watch International. She joins us now in the SDPB studios at the University of Sioux Falls. Tammy Yontz, welcome. Thanks for being here.
Thank you.
Let's go ahead and start with what this fellowship is and how you first learned about it.
Sure. I saw a flyer. I always try to keep my eyes open for any sorts of opportunities like these. And I saw a flyer inviting people to apply for the program. And so it's about a two-week program where we will travel, faculty from across the country in various disciplines. So it's not just music. It's, science, business, economics, education, other types of arts fields. And so we're all traveling after we went through an interview process to Israel to meet with academic counterparts there and try to build some relationships and some collaborative opportunities.
All right. How many things like this have you done in the past? You keep your eyes open for them. You've traveled the world already.
I've done some traveling, but nothing really sort of related to a faculty fellowship. So often it's mainly just for music performance. This, though, is going to be a great opportunity to collaborate with academics who are not in music, and maybe we can try to do some cross-collaborative, interdisciplinary type things.
All right. So do you have any idea what the schedule might look like? Are you performing in a group?
No, I won't be performing in a group. We don't have the exact itinerary yet. So when we did the application process and went through the interviews, we were able to identify some people that we wanted to work with ideally. So we looked at the different universities. We found what we thought would be good matches in terms of our academic interests. And so they're in the process now of finalizing all of those meetings. So we don't have it quite yet, but hopefully I'll be able to meet with other flute professors there and flutists in the community who are performing professionally.
All right. So how do your interests match up with theirs? What specifically is flute music across the world is what I'm really asking.
Right. So what I'm really interested in looking at is flute pedagogy, which is how we teach flute. So are there differences that I can then bring back to my students here that might be an interesting perspective for them? Also just the music itself. So I can bring back some folk music, perhaps from Israel, and introduce that into my flute studio. I also teach world music at SDSU, and I teach an honors colloquium where we look at music through the lens of global studies. And so obviously these things are really going to be positively impacted by this trip, and I'll be able to bring a lot of new perspectives to all of those students.
What people tune into for a Moment in Sound is not only the great conversation, but a little bit of music, and you brought your flute with us. So let's pause with you. So let's pause for a minute and tell me what sort of treat do you have for us?
Sure. Well, I thought I would keep it pretty light and happy, so I've got some holiday tunes that I can play.
All right. Let's do one, and then we'll talk for a little bit and do some more. Professor Tammy Yontz from SDSU. This is, you mentioned folk music from Israel and across the world. The flute is one of the oldest sort of...
Yes.
It has the longest history of all, maybe. Tell us a little bit about that.
Maybe. Yes. So flute... can be one of the oldest instruments. We tend to find these news stories as they continue to do research into this, that sometimes it's percussion it's older and sometimes it's flute. But yes, the flute has evolved from a very basic instrument made out of maybe wood or bone into the fairly complex instrument that it is today, and honestly continues to develop, which is another aspect of my academic research is to looking into pushing the envelope even further with flute equipment and how it's put together.
Give me an idea of what that looks like. How do you take an instrument like the flute and develop it further? What are people doing?
Right. Well, one of the aspects of my research that probably will not factor into this trip, but is a large part of what I do, is a new head joint, which is the part of the flute that you blow the air into. I play on something called a glissando head joint, which was invented by the flutist Robert Dick, based in New York. And what it does is basically has a telescoping lip plate where your face rests. And so that allows you to create different sounds than you would with the traditional flute head joint.
Can you give me an example? Is that possible with just what you brought with you today?
No, I didn't bring it with me today. I wasn't expecting it. I don't normally use it to play Christmas tunes. But it actually just slides. So it's similar to a trombone sound.
Sure.
Or the whammy bar on the guitar was actually a big inspiration for the inventor of this.
That's fascinating.
Right.
How long have you been working with that?
Probably about 5 years.
Right.
And so I work with other composers to commission other works for that and then perform them all over the place.
New flute music.
Let's say,
I know you do reviews of what's coming out, and you keep a pretty good close eye on what people are doing. Mm-hmm. Tell me how that sort of fuels your creative process, not only with how you teach at SDSU, but how you play yourself, seeking out what other people are doing that's brand new for the flute.
Sure. That's primarily what the focus of my research is at this point, is new music. So, of course, I play the standards and the classics, and I teach those things. But in terms of my creative activity and research, I work with composers, and really you develop friendships. And so I'm friends with these composers, and we work together to create new pieces. And there's such a wide range of what classical music is today. Some of it sounds very traditional, and some of it sounds very experimental. And, of course, everything falls in between that as well. And so when you're working with a composer, each composer has his or her own style, but within that, you still can get a range of sounds. And so it's really interesting to work with those composers, either with traditional flute or with this new extension of the flute, and really see the composer's creativity come out in those new works.
Nice. Mm-hmm. Let's hear something else, please, if you don't mind. Some lovely, sort of lighthearted music from Tammy Yance today. So beautiful.
Thank you.
You picked one of those instruments that's just beautiful to just practice.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh, sure.
What was the moment when you were a kid and you had started, and it started sounding a little bit like it did in your head, where you were able to get past that frustration between, like, I know it can sound great, but I can't make it sound great, and then all of a sudden you started to like hearing yourself.
Right. I didn't choose flute first. It was a case of, I hate to admit it, peer pressure. My best friend at the time played flute and said, "Oh, we should play it together." And so I started, and it really was love at first sight for me, honestly, once I got into it. And she ended up quitting that year, but here I am. I won't say how many years later, but yeah, it was a pretty immediate thing. I loved practicing, which I think is really helpful. I didn't just love, playing in the concerts or playing with other people in performance settings, but I love the daily work of just making sounds on the instrument.
So when you talk to your students, do they love practicing too? Is that, or when you talk to your colleagues, mm-hmm. other professional musicians, is that a prerequisite? Like, if you don't love being in the practice room, do you know that you don't want to do this all the time?
I don't want to speak for all musicians, but I find it would be very difficult probably to maintain a career if you didn't enjoy the practicing, because the performance opportunities don't happen all the time. And so you have to sort of be driven to do that maintenance kind of work all the time to keep your skills up between those maybe more glamorous or exciting types of performances.
Right. Do you find that that's hard to convince students to do?
Well, I think a lot of times students aren't sure the best way to practice. They're really not sure the ways that will increase their skills the most efficiently. But I think when you show them, okay, we'll do these specific things, and a week later you see improvement, then the students say, oh yeah, if I work on it this way, I can see that pay off pretty often, and my skills are better and playing is easier.
That must be rewarding.
It
for
is.
You.
Yes.
To sort of
yes,
help them
for all
that.
Of us.
Yeah,
yes.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
What else shall we hear? And if you're just tuning in, you're listening to SDPB Radio Moment in Sound this week with Tammy Yance. As you get ready to pack your bags for Israel, the news has turned internationally, and there's been some unrest, which has even turned deadly as of this morning. How do you sort of approach that as you go, keeping in mind what you really want to do when you get there?
Sure. I had not heard the news as of this morning. So, you know, I have been keeping an eye on it. We're having a call with the sponsors of the group next week. And so at that point, we're going to get a lot more details about the travel and what we're going to be doing. And I anticipate that we will be asking about just how the political situation factors into our travels. I did some research when I was told that I was awarded the fellowship. I did speak with some of the prior participants and just say, you know, how did you feel about the trip? Was it worthwhile for you? Did you feel like you had any safety concerns, you know, in terms of the political situation? And they really were very positive about it, which makes me feel good about the experience. So we will be discussing that, though, next week.
Right. Mm-hmm. What are you hoping from to sort of bring home to your students with the collaboration with what you might learn?
Mm-hmm. Perspective, I think. So seeing how our common experience of music is experienced in a different way, in a different part of the world, how it connects us, how there might be opportunities to use that connection for mutual growth, and really just to kind of see how it works there and how things can be shared.
Right. And what do you hope to sort of bring to them? What do you think you've got packed in your, you know, experience that might be useful for someone that you're collaborating with?
Sure. I think I have a lot of flute teaching experience, a lot of experience with different types of flute pedagogies. But then also my specific work with working with composers is something else that I think makes my perspective a little bit different. And so I can sort of bring that experience as well to musicians there.
Can you give us an example of what the different pedagogies are? I mean, like when we say that word, it's one of those big
sure.
words that doesn't necessarily translate if you're not in the music world. What do you mean by that?
Well, I think it sort of boils down to the idea that not everyone learns the same way.
Okay.
And so my job as a flute professor is to teach all of the basic ideas about flute, but to students who might need different perspectives to get those ideas. And so for me, it's just a toolkit of different types of ways of explaining things, of different materials that I might use to get a certain idea across, different ways of suggesting that they practice, things like that. I have to be able to adjust pretty much on the fly, depending on what works for a student or what doesn't work.
All right. So as a flute player, is there a certain repertoire that you love to play? Are there things that you have to sort of master at certain levels? Like my only experience is with my daughter in the cello, and I know there's certain things from Bach that, you know, she's supposed to know. There's
right.
a certain etude book. How does that work for your instrument?
Same thing. Yeah. So we have standard etudes that we work through, and we have standard repertoire as well. And you work your way through that. And some of it is Baroque, like Bach, and some is classical, like Mozart. And we have a little bit of Romantic era repertoire, and then a considerable amount of contemporary music. Flutists tend to like to commission and work with composers, so we have lots and lots of new music. But yes, obviously there are the sort of standard core pieces that students work their way through as they're working on the instrument.
Who wrote really well for the flute? Which composers really loved the instrument?
Oh, wow. Well, I can tell you some of my favorites. Really, Bach is one of my ultimate favorites. Yeah. Even though I play lots and lots of new music, I love to play Bach and play it every chance I get.
Oh, wow. What are you still learning as a musician that just sort of, continues to unfold and open itself up to you?
Wow, that's a big question. I always, every day, you're still working on the same types of ideas. I still work on technique every day. I still play etudes every day. I work on tone development, making the sound that I played today more beautiful than yesterday, perhaps. And there's still repertoire I haven't played. So I, go through and learn new pieces all the time. So for me, it's still an everyday kind of practice. But then overall, really a big focus for me now that my eyes have been open to all these other opportunities is, how does this flute fit into the bigger worldwide stage? And what can I learn from others that right. I can bring back to my own practice?
Now, well, you have a blog, you have a website,
sure.
TammyEvansYantz.com.
Yes.
We'll put a link up on our website
okay.
after the show at listen.sdpb.org. Will you blog when you're over there? Will you sort of give people updates on what exactly you're doing?
Yes. So I'm also more active on Twitter as well.
Okay.
And so that's Tammy Evans Yance. And I anticipate that I'll be doing a lot of Twitter updates while I'm there.
So. TAMMY.
Yes.
Right. All
that's
right.
It.
Let's have something else, please,
sure.
if you don't mind. There's lots to choose from in that big Christmas book, isn't there?
There is.
Thank you so much. What a treat for all of us.
Thank you.
Tammy Yantz teaches flute and world music and music theory at South Dakota State University. She's going to Israel later this month for the 2017 inaugural Winter Faculty Fellowship Program. Follow her on Twitter. We'll put some links up for you as well. Thank you so much for being here. We appreciate your time.
Thank you so much for having me.